Welcome, Hoosier fans, to today's edition of Banner Morning, your daily rundown of IU basketball news and notes. I'm Cameron Drummond, and let's look ahead to Portland State. Saturday afternoon will mark the first ever meeting between Indiana and Portland State, with tip-off scheduled to take place at 2 p.m. inside Assembly Hall. The game will once again be broadcast on the online streaming service BTN Plus, with Sam Niederman on the play-by-play broadcast and Brandon Schaff providing color commentary. Haley Jordan will be the sideline reporter. The game will be re-aired on the Big Ten Network on November 11th at 9 p.m., and the meeting between the Hoosiers and Vikings presents a contrast in styles. While Archie Miller wants his Indiana team to quickly get down the court on offense this season, Portland State employs a press on defense that could be tricky for the Hoosier backcourt to navigate. In its season-opening win against a Division III school, the University of Puget Sound, on Tuesday night, Portland State forced 31 turnovers and recorded 18 steals. Something for Hoosier fans to watch will be how freshman guard Armon Franklin handles the pressing defense following his dazzling debut against Western Illinois, which saw the Cathedral High School graduate record 8 assists and no turnovers. Third-year head coach Barrett Peary's Viking squad is a more experienced team than the Hoosiers, with 6 seniors on the Portland State roster. 3 of those seniors, guard Matt Hauser, forward Alonzo Walker, and center Saul Nuhu, are projected starters. Hauser led the Vikings with 13 points against Puget Sound, while Nuhu tallied 12 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 blocks against the Loggers. Defensively, Saturday's game will present a completely different challenge for the Hoosiers compared to the Western Illinois game. While the focus against the Leathernecks was limiting their distance shooting, the key against the Vikings will be to contain Nuhu and Walker inside. Portland State made just 2 of 15 three-point shots against Puget Sound, and Hauser himself went 0 of 5 from behind the arc. As such, this figures to be a game to not only observe Franklin and the other IU guards, but also several members of the IU frontcourt rotation. Trace Jackson Davis got the lion's share of the playing time in the opening win, with 22 minutes in his college debut, while Joey Brunk played 21 minutes in his first game as a Hoosier, and Deron Davis played just 8 minutes. For the links mentioned in this edition of Banner Morning, please visit assemblycall.com. Remember to use the URL iutickets.shop to visit SeatGeek for the best prices on IU basketball tickets. That's iutickets.shop, promo code ASSEMBLY for $10 off your first purchase. We'll be back next week with a new edition of Banner Morning. Until then, keep your elbows in and your eyes on the rim, and go Hoosiers!